Hello, and this is Neil Franco's News Time, Episode 1, Podcast. Well, I knew I had cut it short last time, and sorry about that. Had to go right then. But I did upload it at a time. So, yeah, talking on this, doing the podcast on this, MP3 media player DVR thing. It's very convenient. I mean, I don't actually have to be next to the thing to actually record, which is actually pretty good. Very convenient. It's like, I don't have to do all that, you know. It's just, you know, yeah. The topic today, let's see. Yeah. Oh, and also, we will be having a guest star, Rob, being the voice of Sam. No, wait. Sam being the voice of Rob. You know, something interesting. Yeah, he'll be appearing later on, and he'll be reading something, doing a podcast by himself. He would be my computer, of course. Yes. I made it talk. Yeah. Fish will be doing some news reporting too, but it's not here. I'm actually in a tent, so yeah. That's cool. Well, anyways, I know you just don't want to hear me talk. It's just we gotta, like, do something, so. Alright. Topic this time around, global warming. You know, what can we do to stop it, and what can we do to maybe prevent the polar ice caps from melting? Well, what we can do to maybe stop it is maybe stop depending on fossil fuels, but no one's listening. It's like that's the only answer. The only answer to do. But no one wants to try. No one wants to give up their fossil fuel or gasoline, cars. Go for, like, good solar power or electric or hydrogen or ethanol or biodiesel type cars. Now, biodiesel is a good alternative. You know, after seeing a good program on the Discovery Channel, you know, it's like, yeah. Yeah, that's something to think about. We all need to take care of our Earth, our planet. A one true home. Because once it's gone, it's gone for good. And there's nothing we can do to stop it. Except either stop using it altogether, or getting more trees. Which doesn't seem to be happening. Cutting down less trees and planting a lot more. The more trees we put, the less carbon dioxide will be in the air. Let's just hope way to, like, maybe capture carbon dioxide and store it in silos or something. You know. Or maybe, like, a good idea is maybe capture the CO2 and launch it into space. You know, enough of it. You can't put all of it, because we'd die if we don't have enough. We can't live off of pure oxygen. It's not possible. It's lethal. How pure oxygen is lethal to a being that needs oxygen to survive? I don't know. It just is. Scientifically proven fact. But, you know, something cool. Now, yeah, to prevent it, you know, we need to, like, maybe do more hydrogen or electric powered cars. But do we do those things? No. It's because of Bush. It's all because of him. If he wasn't in office, we would probably, you know, the world would be a lot cleaner, and gas prices wouldn't go sky high. But then a good thing behind high gas prices, yes, there is a good side to it, that you're willing to use less fuel, which means We're using up slightly less fuel. Which is a good thing. The less fuel we use, the better. But still, the amount of fuel we use each year is still kind of high. And we're still continuing to use it. But even though if we slow down a little, that's not going to do that much of a difference. Millions of people using their cars each day, every day, almost all day, going from one part to another. You gotta look at the airplanes too, and the one in Iraq is using a lot of carbon gases there too. You know, we can all do our part to have a better life. You know, of course, you know, if the polar ice caps melt, we're all screwed anyways. Yes, I think that's an okay word to say, screwed. Pretty sure. Yeah. Whatever. Well, anyways. Yeah, you know. Sea levels rise. We're gonna be, like, swimming soon. I'm gonna start heading, literally start heading for the hills. We don't wanna lose, like, Greenland or the, Antarctica or North Pole and South Pole. I was always thinking maybe one solution to combat the sea rising is maybe, like, dump some of it in, like, silos in space or something, and then withdraw it when we need it. Or something. You know, something cool. Is that every day that you actually could maybe save the world? One part at a time. It's just depressing to think about why people do this. Why? It's just too risky. And it's just, you know, yeah, it's not a good thing. You know, I know you're just hearing me on, not subsidiary right now, but you know, the more awareness to this type of problem, the better. And of course, you know, That problem is ever-growing. And of course, if we don't address it, it's just gonna get worse. Do we want something like this to get worse? I don't think so. It's just, you know, getting out of hand. And do you think Bush is trying to do anything about it? You know, come on. Bill Clinton was doing a good job, I believe. The book comes, it's all haywire. It is not a good thing that for this to happen to us. And this is only one planet. The only planet we can call home. Unless somehow we can terraform Mars to allow us to adapt onto it. Of course, there's no sunlight or anything like that, which is kind of weird. Because there's no oxygen on there, there's no magnetosphere, there's no core. The core is dead. Core died. Our core is dying as well. It's solidifying, and the solar wind would just wipe it away, wipe the ozone layer away. About the magnetosphere that deflect the waves that would just, like, you know, it's there to, like, protect us. And the ozone helps against, you know, blocking radiation. Maybe having more ozone in the atmosphere probably would help. Or maybe more clouds to block out the sun and cool down the earth.
reverse all the damage we have done.
Yeah, it would be kind of hard.
But getting water all the way up there. Yeah, I'm not taking any ideas from scientists, I'm just saying. These are all good ideas. You know, maybe block out the, make a device to block out the sun every so often. Tonight or something. Or, you know, use the moon somehow. Or microwave energy from place to place. Instead of quartz. Microwaving. That's risky. But yeah. I know this is like a news time thing, but you know, it's just the beginning. This is still episode 1. Actually, it's episode half, but we'll get it. It's going to be called 1 in the thing. And continuing on, you know, I can go into deep detail onto a subject, and you'll be hearing that a lot until, you know, emails or something interesting comes up. This is the only thing interesting I can find right now. For those of you who have stuck, if we made this actually long in the podcast, you know, this can be a lot longer than my last one. But also, at one point, I'm going to have to archive these. Because Podomatic can only, like, have, I believe, 500 megabytes per user. I could open up another account, but I don't want to. I don't want to do all those things. So, yeah. I'm going to start maybe, like, posting them up on FileFast. And, like, maybe have, like, a little web page, like, you know, some free web page. Like, Google Pages or something. Like, come on, put links to them. Like an archive, well, upload the file front or something. Make like direct links and stuff. But people don't, you know, that's, I'm gonna start doing that after, you know, getting near the limit. I can start putting on that page. I will be putting the page site on the show notes when it comes. On the next to the Neo Franco's news time when it comes time. So what a warning. You may not hear this one again, maybe in like several months, because I'm going to try to do this every week when I'm out here. So much peaceful, no distractions. It's nice. You know how it's colder during the night? And it doesn't seem like global warming would affect that. But it can sometimes get hot at night. Really, really warm. Yes, it can. It's possible. Global warming is a threat now. Not later. It's now. Actually, it's several years ago, but, you know, it's counting. Now, it's the time that we have to do something about this. If we don't, it could be all over. Maybe some alien would be listening to this podcast saying, it could have prevented it. It could have prevented it. But, you know, as odd as we humans are, you know, there are some that believe in controversial in whatever, conserving, like recycling and doing stuff with the environment, like planting trees, not cutting down trees. But Christmas time, it's kind of like tree cutting fest, but those trees are made for that time of the year, so yeah. Of course, you have pumpkins. Well, who really cares? They're good for the designs, the pies, custards, and the seeds, if you bake them right. You butter them up, and you put salt on them, and put them in the oven for like maybe 350. or maybe like 20 minutes, 50 minutes or so. They're good. Believe me. I wait every year for them. So yummy. Yeah. You know, maybe the next president will probably be a lot better. Who knows? It's always could get better or worse based on who's in charge. You never know. Every week, or sometimes whenever I feel like it, I'll probably post a new podcast. Now, this is gonna go for a while, so yeah. Podcasting is still new to me, doing an actual audio. I've been doing the movies. To those who you have actually seen two little movies I made, and the other one I just do some voice file. Some guy started some stuff on YouTube one time. Hey, it was his own video, voice file. Hey, he was okay with it. He thought it was a cool movie. You still got this cool movie in me? Yeah. Yeah, that's also, yeah. You know, for you to actually know that, you know, doing this, it's the easy for you, for those who want to know actually what kind of iPod I own, it is a Nextar. Actual number? The actual number or type, I'm not sure. It's one of those cheap $20 ones at 1 gig and tiny little display screen, which is actually better than having a shuffle. I bought shuffle, which would totally blow to start with. Yeah, this one is like you can have it on shuffle too, random, but nah. I'll store some songs, some podcasts. IGN has great podcasts, and so does PokeCast. But it's starting to run dry because not enough information, and also he's also used up just about every single bit of information on the Pearl and Diamond. So yeah, it's like going back in the Stone Age of Red and Blue, Yellow, Gold, Silver, Crystal. You know, Gold and Silver and Crystal are Pokemon, I would have to say, were the best games still. You know maybe it had the same amount of Pokemon as Pearl and Diamond now. Yeah, that would be great. Yeah. You know, Nintendo's actually now experimenting with new forms of Pokemon. Like, actual forms. It could be interesting. The first time they actually did something like that. Yeah, I'm gonna try to make these maybe up to 30 minutes. And think of new ideas and concepts. You know, maybe read emails. Sam will read emails and I'll reply to them. You know, something cool. I'm gonna make it an actual email and then maybe have some email reader say, you got mail and stuff. You know. That'd be cool. You know. Yeah. Being outside in your backyard is kind of creepy, but yeah, that's good. Isn't any freakier than this, I guess. You know, yeah. Yeah, people take the world for granted, I guess. Sorry if I keep skipping to talk about something else and then going back to the global warming issue for this week. Just, I want to say stuff, but I just want to make sure I don't run out of time. I was going to say, like, maybe 10 hours of recording time. Yeah. But I'm not going to do 10 hours. That would be just too long. And some people probably got, like, 256s or something. Or you could just stream these on your computer. But don't you have other places to go? Come on. Maybe like a 30-minute podcast, if possible. Now, back to the current story, current event. Global warming. It's a current event because it's always happening currently. Duh. And also there's factories that blow out this emission too. And maybe they made some type of filter that trapped carbon dioxide. That may be good. Maybe some scientists would pick this up and maybe think that is a good idea. And that's always a good idea when you got good ideas. Yeah, it's always gonna get better. Yeah. And also, we're gonna have a album art contest eventually. You know. So that way, these get an album art each week. Something cool. And if it's really, really, really cool, it'll be the album art for the entire album, not just for a podcast. Reward? It's not like PokeCast where I can just give out Pokemon or something. But I don't know. A reward? No. Reward is seeing your art become part of the podcast. And maybe even get your name mentioned. The VIP'd on the emails. Which I have to say, yeah. You're more likely to get your email read. Because, you know, once we get a lot of emails, it's not like I'm going to have time to, like, read every single one. Probably several we can get to. That's gonna be interesting. Try to hook up Sam. He's reprogrammed right now, so yeah. He'll be up and running soon. Probably the next podcast. Probably I'll do a weekend one, just, you know, test. See what you guys think. Oh, and my fish will be doing some stuff too. Yes, it's a goldfish. 2 years old. Same as Sharky. I don't have to go into an explanation why. His name is Sharky. I like Sharky. It's funny. It splashes around and stuff. Yeah. I think I exhausted global warming to death now, so let's go on to the next subject. We wear good or suck? So far, I have to say some games, maybe like full games like Lost Winds or Strong Bad's Cool Game for Attractive People. Actually, that game seems a little hollow. There's expansion play, standard play, and it uses up the most amount of blocks that I've ever seen any WiiWare or Virtual Console game use in the past. Over 350. I think about 362? 3? That's pretty high. Pretty sure. Then we have My Life as a Keen, which I say it's an okay game, so that's all I'm going with that. It's worth 3 points if you're a big fan of Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles. Now let's go to the Pokemon Ranch. Well, it's a good place to store your Pokemon. But it's not too much. I have to say, it's perfect. So, yeah. It came out around maybe the 22nd of June. It's been kicking butt ever since. Wow, I seem to be right out of time. I'll be like 4 more minutes. You know, I'm being conservative for those guys with the low density podcast, iPods or media players. Hopefully you'll be able to spend $20 and go get yourself a good 1 gig. Or one that you can do your own, the Nixstar MA9936, I don't know. I know it's one of these small, inky ones that have voice recording built in. Meaning, this is pretty good. I'll try to get it done each Friday. And then upload it on Saturday morning. But, also, gotta get Sam in there, so send me emails. So now it's near the end. And time is actually running out. I'm actually falling asleep here. So yeah, let's get to the ending things. So we can wrap this up. Give me a second. Back. Okay. If you want your email to be read, maybe about this current podcast, or maybe suggestions for further future ones, or maybe just something common that you think maybe a daily event you talked about over the podcast airwaves or something. You know, put a screen name or nickname or whatever you like to call yourself. Never put your real name, so. Or you can use your real name, it don't matter. Your name's gonna be said. But if it does not have a from at the bottom, it will not be accepted at all. Even if, like, say you have, like, some strange nickname in the entry, then it has to be from this. You know, you can put, like, something at the end after that. Like, from this, blah, 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 and then your biggest fan or something, you know. The same, a few. And if it's like a few words, don't count if it being read. Now maybe if it's meaningful about a few words, then I guess, yeah. Do you like the Wii? I mean, it should be like more like, do you like the Wii and why? Or, do you like the Wii? If so, why do you like the Wii? Or PS3 or Xbox. Not really big fan of Xbox. Answer your questions right there. You know, because the Red Ring of Death and stuff. So, those emails will currently go to neofriendcodes@yahoo.com. That's neofriendcodes@yahoo.com. One more time, I will repeat this. And also be in the show notes, so you can do that too. The notes that will be right next to this podcast. This official first episode.
The first one was an introduction. You know, people think. And I think it worked okay. Now, here it is again. NEOFRIENDCODES at YAHOO.com. That's neofriendcodes at yahoo.com. It could be we'll also be making a site or a forum or something to read them there too. Sam will be doing the emails. He'll be my email computer check person to bring the emails to me. Yeah. Happy sending. Oh yeah, and maybe, yes, if you're wondering about the video podcast classes, don't worry, it's just I've been feeling tired a lot. So yeah, I do have a lot of it made. I'm trying to make it a lot bigger. I'm trying to figure out how each episode, each scene will go. It's very limited, so I don't like these mods. Just don't match for you for now. Because those are unpredictable, I heard. So yeah. As you can tell, I'm starting to fall asleep tonight here, so yeah. This should be up soon. I'm hoping to do this weekend, weekly. Now, you know, maybe if you guys can give me some more information on maybe a new podcast, talk about something new, do some research, and then get on the airways one more time. Yeah, write about something. Yeah. Maybe previous on the previous podcast or something, you know. Something about global warming, and I'll put it as the actual picture. And replace the current picture of this podcast. You know, something interesting. You just mail it to neofriendcodes@yahoo.com. Well, could go for an extra few more minutes. I just want to talk more. Oh well. Yeah, this is going to be fun for your iPod. Yeah. Well, see you guys all next time, I guess. Well, it's going to be a while since I talked to you guys again. You know, it's going to be until like next Friday. You know, that's cool and stuff, so who knows if it's possible. I may even do this other places too. It's like pretty good. So yeah. All these podcasts will be required by law. No, just kidding. Just kidding. Any of these podcasts that I'm affiliated with me and socially, they're all affiliated with NeoFriendCodes and are part of the NeoFriendCodes network. So, yeah. Do not post this on YouTube or other places, but if you must, make it look cool at least. You know, or change this, or rearrange this to make it look like some rap song or something. That would be cool. Or any of video sites. Or audio sites. Unless they're cool. And for audio sites, as long as you put Mu4 or NeoMu in the notes somewhere, or a tag, it's perfectly okay. Sorry.
We were doing some collaboration podcast with other people's podcasts or something. Then yeah, I guess it's okay. Well, anyways, I gotta go. So email your thoughts, pictures, or so-and-so to neofriendcodes@yahoo.com. This actually gets converted into a .wav format. But once it's loaded on the Podomatic.com, it'll get changed into an MP3 once it's downloaded to you then. Or whatever you have it set to encode. You know, or whatever. Anyways, this is NeoMew signing off for this week's edition of Episode 1, NeoFranco's News Time, and Global Warming.